it's a mistake to judge how the economy is doing with just a few data points. At the moment, all the data points seem to be suggesting a slowing down of our economy, but I think it's best to kind of wait and see if we put together a number of quarters that are consistent with what's happening right now. We may find that this is a lull on the economy that we get through pretty quickly and get back to a state of robust growth. So let's hope that's the case, but let's not draw any firm conclusions now. One thing we might be encountering that might explain part of this is spot labor shortages. Since the recession ended in 2009, employment has grown twice as fast as labor force. And at some point, the labor force shortage is going to become binding to employers. And we may be seeing some of the early signs of labor force shortages.
What do you mean by that term, binding to employers?
Well, a company can't grow if they can't hire people to work for them. It's a simple equation that every new person in a productive environment produces more output and generates more revenue. And if you can't find qualified people, then that process is hindered. So we've seen this happen in the past in Massachusetts. We've had an historically low growth in our labor force. In the late 1990s, early 2000s, we saw this. In the late mid to late 1980s, we saw this. It's not the first time this has happened in the state. And the thing is, a lot of our labor force, the demands in our labor force are for highly qualified workers, highly educated, well-skilled in high-tech occupations. And these are especially susceptible, these kinds of workers are especially susceptible to shortages.
And so we're simply not graduating enough of these people?
I think we graduate enough of these people. The issue for the state has always been to retain who we graduate. And one of the patterns we see is that graduates leave college with a degree. They really want to stay in the state, especially the eastern part of the state. They stay for a couple of years, but then when they start to form families and look for permanent housing, they realize they can't afford permanent housing. They either move way out and have long commutes, which may be unstable. They may get tired of that and move away from the state, or they simply may move out right away to find a place to work where housing is more affordable. So I think a real key to the fact that our labor force simply isn't growing fast enough is the very high cost of housing in the eastern part of the state.
Are we seeing any closing of the economic gap between the eastern part of the state and here in western Massachusetts?
You know, we are still not as dramatic a closing of the gap as I think we'd like to see. But at the peak of the recession, the unemployment rate, for example, in Springfield was, I think, near 15%. While in the state as a whole, it was around 8%. The state as a whole, of course, has gone down below 4%. But in the Springfield area, it's down below 8%. So this is still double the state unemployment rate, but it's a whole lot lower than it was at the peak of the recession. We're moving in the right direction, but again, the problem we have in areas outside of metropolitan Boston is there's no real driving force for economic expansion, for economic prosperity. We just sort of trail along behind the state and, in a sense, hope that we can pick up the scraps that the eastern part of the state is feasting on. I think it's a long-term problem. A lot of people have tried to figure out how to correct it, but it's going to be with us for a while.
What about the impact of policies in Washington on the Massachusetts economy?
Well, policies in Washington could have a dramatic effect in the next months and years on our state economy. The most dramatic areas of policy changes in Washington are, for example, in defense spending. The largest source of contracts in the state come from defense spending from the Pentagon and from companies that do business with the Pentagon. So an increase in defense spending will have a salutary effect on our economy. On the other side, health policy could be about to change rather dramatically. The state insures something on the order of 97-98% of its citizens for health insurance. To do this, we're dependent on fairly large subsidies from the federal government. And at the moment, an elimination of a lot of those subsidies is on the board. So we'll see what happens. These are just proposals at this stage. Nothing's been finalized, but in both a good way and a bad way, policies coming out of Washington, D.C. could have quite a big effect on our state. One more area that could be affected in our state is the area of immigration. Domestically, we've tended to lose individuals faster than we gain them through migration. But international immigration has always been a positive force in our labor markets, in terms of feeding our need for high-quality labor. And obviously, there are proposals on the board now to really reduce immigration, and I think that would have a material effect on our state.
We're in the teeth of the budget season on Beacon Hill right now, and with the state's economy doing so well, why is Massachusetts, why is the legislature and the governor struggling to balance the state's budget?
Well, I think that a couple of things. One is that the state economy, while it's doing quite well, may not be doing quite as well as was hoped for in the projections that were developed for the current and future budgets. Another thing that might be affecting state tax revenues is that massive tax cuts are on the table in Washington, D.C., and there's a good chance that people who can postpone the receipt of income, not from wage and salary income, but from other sources of income, might well be postponing the receipt of that income in order to make the tax application far lower, the tax rate application far lower in the future. And, of course, that's going to affect tax revenues in the present. So, two things at least are happening. One is that the state economy is, while still strong, is seeing less rapid growth. And I think expectations of possible future tax policy may be affecting current tax receipts in the state.
Are we seeing wage growth, though, in Massachusetts, or is it stagnant?
We're seeing wage growth. It's kind of modest, and it's a little bit sporadic. I think over the last year, we've seen wage growth of about 2% in real terms, that is, inflation-adjusted terms. That's not terrific. That's not terribly robust, but it's not flat either. So it's growing modestly. Wages are growing modestly in the state.